This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nailing it. Mark Cox. Kim on a whim.
Mark, what kind of fears do you have? Like fear of heights, fear of... I don't even know. Fear of vegetables,
snakes.
Fear of green bell peppers, maybe?
I have a fear of that. Somebody like having to make me do a blind taste test and it be filled with red peppers or
green peppers.
Biggest
fear ever?
No. You know what? I have a little bit of... I've developed this as I've gotten older. I have a little bit of fear of heights. Just a little.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why. It's just weird. But like if I'm in a really high place and I look over the edge, I feel this tingle go down my back. So that's all I can attribute
it
to.
Don't we all kind of feel that? It's sort of the adrenaline rush. I think when someone has almost like a crippling fear of heights, then they won't even go up in that building. Like when I went skydiving, I had that feeling too, but it wasn't scary enough where I wouldn't do it.
I never thought, maybe it's a survival instinct, I never thought that I had that problem. And then as a stupid college student who might or might not have had too much to drink one night, we decided to climb a water tower. And
Sounds like a great idea.
Near the top, the ladder actually came out to get to the rail, and suddenly you're not hooked onto it and you're having to... I mean, I kind of panicked a little bit. I'll just tell you, that was the first time I realized that I had a little bit of fear of heights. But that was maybe just stupidity. Maybe I have a fear of doing stupid things.
Maybe. I won't specifically comment on that. I didn't realize this, but apparently humans are born with, they say, 2 in 8 fears. Can you guess what they say people are born with?
Dying, fear of death. Or public speaking, one of the two.
That the babies are scared of public speaking?
Could be.
Fear of falling and the fear of loud noises.
Okay.
But so many of us are scared of things like snakes. So they did this really weird and interesting study with babies. Like I'm talking under a year old. And they had these babies sitting in this room and they...
Turned snakes loose? What are they thinking about?
They turned snakes loose, non-venomous. They supposedly say these snakes are trained and that they're used to being around humans. Still freaks me out because these are not just like a typical snake you would find in your garden. I mean, these were larger snakes. And it was really interesting how this whole thing played out. It aired on the BBC. Listen to part of this study.
Is this okay?
That's the mom.
Don't touch it. Don't touch it.
I mean, they're grabbing the snake's heads.
They
the babies
don't seem
are.
That concerned at all, which is concerning me.
I know. It's unbelievable to see, isn't it?
Our infants aren't fussed about the snakes at all. They're far more interested in their toys. In fact, psychologists believe that along with heights, there's only one other fear that appears this early in our development. The fear of loud noises. All of the others, including the fear of snakes, are learned later.
I wonder how the parents feel watching this.
This is set up to be very safe.
Okay.
These are trained snakes. that are used to being with humans.
They're non-venomous?
They're non-venomous.
Sorry.
So once you've learned to fear them, it's an awful feeling.
But we start out like this.
But we start out like this.
Not fearing at all, touching it on the face.
Yeah, just no fear.
Grabbing the snake's heads, these little babies, and the parents, as you heard that mom freaking out, she's watching her little, I guess it was an 11-month-old, grab the snake, and the snake's not phased, the baby's not phased. So they're saying that these particular fears are learned behaviors, that they're influenced by our reaction. When they see us freaking out to a snake or freaking out at heights, then they realize, oh, well, then I should probably be scared of that as well.
I think that's the most insane thing I've ever seen in my life. I'm just envisioning what this must have looked like. Who agreed to let their kid do that? Number one would be my first question. And number two, there's a reason you need to have a fear of snakes. So if it's a learned phobia, it's a good one. Because you have, even if there are the garter snake in your yard is not dangerous to you and poses no risk in any way, there certainly are copperheads and other snakes that do, and you need to learn the difference because back 1,000 years ago, people had to know the difference. It was a life or death situation.
Right.
So I don't know. I'm trying to figure out the point here. They're saying it's dumb for you to be scared of snakes because as a baby, you're not scared of snakes.
They're not telling you shouldn't be scared of snakes. They're just saying that it's a learned behavior, that you're not born with it. I think a lot of us assume that we're born with these certain fears, and they're just basically negating that. There was a University of Virginia study that found that 11-month-old babies showed increased attention to images of snakes only when paired with fearful voices, indicating that emotional context, they say, plays a significant role in fear development.
Sure. Well, no, I would agree with that. There's certainly young children have no discrimination over skin color. They don't care.
Right.
That's something that's learned.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I mean, it explains why Democrats hate the color orange. I mean, there's just living proof of this everywhere.
It's true. For example, like my nephew, my brother-in-law kind of grew up, you know, he had not a salamander. What did he have? A gecko, I think it was, or something like that. I would never have a...
Did it talk with an Australian accent?
It really should have. Oh. I know. That would have been way cuter. I had a hermit crab, which was really weird. But anyway, he had those kinds of pets, and my nephew, his son, has no fear of anything. I mean, he will pick up any bug and, you know, put it on his hand and let it crawl on him, and I cannot imagine doing that. You know what I mean? Like, the cicadas were awful for me. I could not handle when they would fly into my head. I would flip out. And so but no one told me to be scared of a cicada. It's just they're disgusting. And so I'm therefore scared of them. But it is interesting to think about these fears we have, because some people have very irrational fears. I would call them irrational.
Of people who are orange.
Of people who are orange and were named Donald with the last name Trump. But a fear of snakes is a very reasonable fear. And like you said, some people should be scared of these things.
Absolutely.
In fact, some people probably need more of a fear of some of these things because they don't have any fear and therefore they'll do these ridiculous things and then they get killed.
Look at my kid. He let somebody in a foreign country wrap a rubber cord around his ankles, and he jumped off a bridge.
Oh, I would do that.
Like, he needs to have a greater sense of self-preservation than to do something dumb like that. Those are things that I thought I taught him, but clearly I didn't teach him well enough.
You wouldn't do that?
No, not now. I certainly wouldn't do that. Maybe when I was young and stupid, I would have. I'm not saying he's stupid. Maybe when
Brad, are you listening?
No, he's not. But maybe when I was young and, you know, less concerned about my well-being, I might have done that.
Going back to the snake thing, it says approximately 1/3 of adults experience some level of fear of snakes. That's it? 1/3? I would think it'd be way higher than that.
It's got to be higher. I'm with Indiana Jones. I hate snakes. I don't like. I've done live. I did live shot one time. I will never forget. I was working in TV in Dayton, Ohio, and they sent us out to some, I forget what it was. They were doing something at a school, and they had a big yellow boa constrictor, and they wanted to hang it around my neck for a live shot or a stand-up or something, and I just about couldn't get through it. I just couldn't. I just about couldn't get through it. And I knew, obviously, I was at no imminent risk because the handlers were right there. But still, it just icks me out.
All these fears, like fear of cops. That's been a big one lately.
Yeah.
People, you know, freaking out about that. And
that's learned. That's certainly learned behavior.
Yeah. Because, I mean, we all have that. Again, it goes back to this whole notion of, I think there's a healthy level of fear that we should all experience. Like, I have a fear of being pulled over. So it deters me from going too fast. I might push it a little bit, but I know there is a limit. It deters me from wanting to break the law because I'm scared of going to jail. You know what I mean? So I think you should have some level of fear. Right. Yeah, but it's not like if a cop pulls me over that I'm going to be, you know, having a complete mental breakdown and shaking violently because I'm so petrified of it. I'm not so scared of cops. I can't talk to one.
No.
I'm not even scared of cops. If anything, I think that they help me.
That same baby would crawl off the edge of a roof if you didn't stop them because they don't know not
right.
to. So you have to teach some caution.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Hey, I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host,
Investigators Later.
And we would like to tell you a little bit about our podcast, Psychopedia.
It's true crime infused with comedy.
Making it a crimedy.
I do extensive investigative research and go deep into the darkest corners of the human psyche.
And I'm just here to lighten things up a little bit with humor, baby. You know, never at the expense of the victims, though, obviously.
Come join our family of little psychos over on Psychopedia. Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
You have to.
Exactly. And that's parents actually don't teach their kids that they should be more cautious. So you get both ends of the spectrum, right?
Yeah, there's a line there. You know what somebody pointed out to me the other day, and I don't know, Ethan, if you'll agree with this or not, because we're closer in age than Kim, but it used to be so common when I was young to go to school and see a kid in a cast. Like, we used to jump bikes over ramps and we'd be gone all hours of the day and you'd end up with a broken arm or a broken wrist or a, you know, some day. And you just don't see that as much these days. It happens some in athletic events, but kids, we wrap our kids in bubble wrap and they just don't experience a lot of that stuff.
At least
these days.
Once a year there'd be a cast.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Least. And then everybody got to sign it and that was really cool. And
got to use just the
don't
elevator
see it as
or something.
Much.
No, it's probably true. I mean, even yesterday when Easton was out playing with bubbles, he ate it and, you know, busted up his lip and busted up both of his knees. And me as his mom, I'm like, oh, yeah, this is so sad, you know. But I also want to, you know, have him be tough and say, okay, you're fine.
That's right.
You know?
Suck it
because
up.
Then
is that
he
what
just
you said
took
to
off
him?
Again. I did. Yeah,
rub
suck it up. I don't feel bad for you.
Suck it
you're
up.
Being
rub
a baby.
Some dirt in that.
Easton,
it'll be fine.
Get up. Fine. Stop being dramatic. I said all those things. I really wanted to encourage him.
You didn't just like paint it with some of that orange stuff that stung like your leg was about to fall off. That
what was it?
My
mind
used to put on there.
Oh.
Was it iodine?
Yeah. It was the worst.
Oh, good. Good thoughts. Yeah. All right. We'll be back. Coming up, we're going to talk to Breon Wells about this trade deal. And he's got a lot of business experience looking at this. He's been a congressional aide as well, dealing with national security and public policy. And he's co-chair of the Trade and Policy Committee for the British American Business Association. That fascinates me because here we have a deal with the British over trade. So I want to kind of pick his brain on why this is such a good thing for both countries coming up at about 6:20 this morning. We'll be right back.